Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Bitzalel ben Avram, his neshama should have an aliyah. We are in Hilchas Megillah, the laws of Purim, Simin Tov Reish Peites, and a very important halacha in the Mechaber, and a very important, crucial explanation in the Mishnah Berurah tonight that we learned together. So the author of the Shulchan Aruch writes, Minhag Tov Lahavi Ketanim Uktanois. It is a minhag, a custom, a strong one, a good one, to bring youngsters, young boys, young girls to the synagogue, to the Beis Medrash, to the Beis HaKnesses, Lishmoya Mikra Megillah, to listen, to hear the Megillah reading. And of course, this is significant given the fact that previously we've learned about what's appropriate vis-a-vis bringing children to shul. So we know that with regards to this, it says it's a minhag tov to bring youngsters, young boys, young girls to the shul to listen to Mikra Megillah. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains why this is so. It's minhag tov lahavi. You know why? Because there's something called the mitzvah of publicizing the miracle. It's not just stam. We want to be sure to it that the children know what this mitzvah is. And so in order to be mechanech them, to teach them, to educate them in this very important facet of publicizing the miracle, so they have to come, they have to hear, they have to be part of it. Now that's very interesting, because maybe what I'm about to tell you isn't something you necessarily know. We all know that there are parts of the Megillah when we hear read, they're read out loud, right? They're read responsibly. So here's the reason. Mitam zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the reason, in correlation to bringing children to shul, that they should hear the Megillah, that's the reason, zeh nehogim lahakal, this is the reason for why the community, likros elo psukim b'kol ram. This is the reason why we read these psukim out loud. Very loud, as we're going to learn later in the Shulchan Aruch, shehem ikir hascholos hanes v'sofa. Why? Because these verses are the essential parts of the beginning of the miracle, and of course the culmination. What are these psukim? Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Yotza, Layudu Moisa Ora, Ki Mordechai Yotza, etc. So we know that these are the essential parts, and this is most important for the children to hear. Kedei La'ora HaKetanim, in order to arouse, to awaken the Ketanim, the youngsters, Shelo Yishnu V'yitnu Le'ibam Alakriya, so they shouldn't fall asleep. Has very much similarity to Manish Tana HaLayla Hazeh. We want to encourage the children to be a part. They should hear, they should ask, they should wonder. So we also don't want the children to fall asleep. We want them to be awake. There should be a hisarus. And Mishnah Berurah actually adds later on that the reason why, additionally, why it's b'kol ram, and this is part of the chinuch, is mishum simcha, that there should be joy, delight, there should be happiness. It's not just here to teach, get some facts across, here's to educate. Let's feel some joy, let's get excited, let's be happy about it. Simchas pirim, simchas purim. It's freilich, it's gewaldig. Mordechai Yotza, La'idim Aysa Oira. Children, wake up. Don't just hear the facts. Get pumped. Get psyched. Get into it. Be happy. Ivdves Hashem, Bissimcha. And so therefore, this is the reason why it should be. But, to qualify this, he does explain the Mishnah Berurah, Vilvad, Shalo Yuviyo Ketanim B'Yoser. They have to use your discretion. It shouldn't be like super, super small children. Because super small children, he explains, create a great disturbance. They cause a bahola, as we say. That there's a confusion about koire, the people trying to listen. They're carrying on. A child who needs a pacifier, a person, child who's running around the aisles. That's not a child that should be brought. That's das hashomim. It's going to be compromised, and you don't want to have that. So you have to use your discretion. If the child that can sit, child that should be able to sit, you want to encourage them. Bring them a little bit of candy. Let them be aware of what's going to happen. But here's a final point, and this is essential. And I don't know if a lot of people follow this Shulchan Aruch, because I think, or Mishnah Berurah, because I think what happens, a lot of people bring their kids to shul for one reason. What's the reason why? Don't say it. All right, I'll say it. The reason why is because they want to clap haman. That's the reason why you want to bring children to shul to hear the Megillah, to machar rakis. That's a terrible chinuch. You want to blot out the memory of haman ha'agogi, but that's not the reason why. A tambourine, a trumpet, a blowing, a this and a that, a tutsuching arayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, behold, biyosam hu rak lehakus es haman. If the only reason why you bring your children is that they should clap lebedik for haman, ein ha'av mikayim mitzvah chinuch klal. A father is not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of chinuch to educate their children properly. That's not why you bring a child to shul. They should make craziness. Sure, we'll see in a moment what they can do. Emes, if you want to know mitzvah chinuch, you want to know what it means to educate your child properly. Tzarech kol av lahachazik bonov haktanim. You have to strengthen your children. That's what they should sit next to you. Lashgiach aleihem, you should watch over them. You should encourage them. She yishmu hakriya, they should listen to the kriya. Listen to the whole thing. Don't just listen to the hamans. You space out the rest of the time. By the way, this isn't just true with children. It's also true with children and adult bodies. And when you get to Kshiagia, Kari Liskor Shem Haman HaGogi, yes, when you get to Haman, you could, Rashai HaKotan LaKoisa Kimin Hagoi. It's appropriate for the child to clap for Haman, in coordination with the minhag, the custom that we all have, depending on the minhag of the shul, is the first ones, all of them, none of them. But let's assume that there'll be some, the first and the last. Avaloi Shiyeze Iker Havos HaKotan LaBeis HaMedrash. This is not, should not be the most important reason, the Iker, the main reason why you bring children to shul. Hey, Kindalach, you want to come to shul? You can make craziness in the shul. That's not the reason. That they can do that, that's part of a minhag in Klal Yisrael. That's gevaldik. You should do that. That's not the main reason. We want to always be mindful of what it means to mechanech our children properly, what Beis HaKnesses is, what Beis HaMedrash is, and we're able to do that. It's a kiddush shem shemayim. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Amatzel, Kiddush Baruch Hu, L'Zakos.